intelligent, secures a human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful, because in human life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete.
Of my residence in Nandamuni Sastram. So, he instructed that. But later on, as woman, easily forget. She could not utilize the instruction of Nandamuni, but the child was within the womb of his mother, he heard it from Nandamuni and became a great devotee. This is the history of Prahlad Maharaj's birth. There are many other things. If you read this seventh canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, somehow or other he became a great devotee of the Lord. So, but he was born in a family of atheists. His father, Hiranyakasipu, was atheist number one. But the child was a devotee. Such thing happened. The father is devotee and the child is a demon. And sometimes the father is a demon, but the child is a devotee. Everyone comes to this home karma. It doesn't mean that because the father is atheist, therefore the child has to become an atheist. Or the father is a devotee, therefore the child has to become a devotee. No. Everyone is responsible for his past deeds. So Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, but his father did not like that the child should be trained up as a devotee. That was the misunderstanding between the father and the son, and the whole history of Prahlad Maharaj's life is a description of misunderstanding between the father and the son. The father did not like that his son should be a devotee, but Prahlad Maharaj could not give up his devotional service. So, that city was full of non-devotee class of men, asuras. There are two classes of men everywhere, asura and sura, devata and asura. In Sanskrit language, those who are devotees, they are called devata. Demigods are godly people. And those who are non-devotees, they are called demons or asuras. These two classes of men are always there, this material world. Mostly, they are demonic, atheist, and two of them are devota. But there are two classes. In this Shastra, it is said, Go Bhutasarga Loke Deva Asurai Vacha. There are two classes of men, godly and atheist. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavit Deva Asurasta Viparya. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all pervading God, they are called devata, a demigod, and those who are non-devotees, viparjaya, just the opposite number. Viparjaya means the opposite number, and non-devotees, they are called asuras. So, Prahlad Maharaj, because he was devotee, and although you are 5 years only old, you are taking opportunity of preaching Krishna Bhasasana or Bal Bhasasana in giving his tiffin hour in his school. So this talking of Prasad Maharaj happened when the teachers in tiffin hour went there. The teachers did not like because his Prasad Maharaj's father's sick order was that this boy is inclined to become a devotee. Please take action that he may not become a devotee. The teachers were afraid. His father was a very powerful king. The teachers also did not allow to talk anything about God. But still, he took the opportunity when the teachers had gone out of the class and the students had free, he would stand up on his bench and speak about God. So he is speaking, "My dear friends, Komaro Asari Pragya." The other boys, they said, "Prahlad, let us come and play. Why you are talking of God now? When we shall become old, you can talk of God." The Prahlad Maharaj said, "No. We should learn about God. Komaro. Komaro means from 5 years to 10 years. Somebody says up to 15 years. Anyway. Komaro asana is practice. Pragya, if one is intelligent enough, then he should learn about God from the very beginning of life. Actually, teaching begins, according to our daily system, everywhere, teaching begins at the age of 4 or 5 years. Either you teach about material things or spiritual, teaching must begin at the age of 4 and 5. So, Prahlad Maharaj said that, "My dear friends, it is not that we have to wait up to our old age because there is no guarantee of life. Where is the guarantee that we shall become old? We may die tomorrow or today. There is no guarantee. Therefore, immediately we shall begin how to learn Bhagavata. Komaro asare prata dharma. Dharma means obedience." And specifically, Prahlad Maharaj said, "Dharmana Bhagavata." Dharma, religion. Religion means Bhagavad Dharma. The other dharma cannot be dharma. Therefore you find in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam sarva." Mam. Krishna is Bhagavan. If you follow the instruction of Bhagavan Krishna, that is Bhagavata. There may be other dharma. This dharma or samadhi dharma, there are many other dharmas. Brahma dharma, this dharma, that. But that is not dharma. Real dharma means Bhagavata. That is real. Otherwise, why Krishna say, "Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sarva"? Mamekam is Bhagavan. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is saying, Bhagavan uvacha. Whenever we find the instruction, the Bhagavan uvacha. Bhagavan, Bhagavat Shabda. The original word is Bhagavat. So, So from Bhagavat, this sound, Bhagavan, Arkatam, and from Bhagavat, Bhagavat. The same root is Bhagavata. So Krishna says, Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita, he says, the jadadahi karmasta glani bhavati bhara. Sadatmanam siddhami aham. When there is discrepancies in the matter of understanding religious wisdom, at that time I incarnate, I come. Yadadahi karmasta glani. Now the dharma, one can say, there are so many dharmas in the different dharma. The dharma cannot be different. Dharma religious system cannot be different. If it is, dharma means from the Bhagavan. That's like law. Law means it is given by the government. You cannot manufacture law. The law means government law. Not that privately you have manufactured some law that will be accepted as law. No, that is not law. Similarly, karma means which is given by God. That is all. Or religious system. Dharmantu sāsād bhagavat prasita. In a very induction in science, dharma means the law which is given by God. We must know what is God and what order is given. That is God. Otherwise, it is not God. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajjita koitava atra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, koitava dharma. Koitava means cheating. The cheating type of religious system is completely kicked out in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajjita koitava atra. Parama nirma sananam satam. It is for the best person. But the unless one is the best person, he cannot take up this dharma, Bhagavad. This is very worthy there. For whom the Bhagavad dharma is meant for. The beginning, so that others may not be misled, that dharma means whatever I accept that is dharma. We are teaching now in India, yatama tatapa, whatever you accept, that is dharma. No. Dharma means Bhagavad dharma. Whatever Bhagavan says, or God says, that is, and God is one. There cannot be different gods. If God has got competitors, then he is not God. There cannot be Hindu God, Muslim God, Christian God, or other conception of God. God is one. God cannot be Hindu, Muslim, Christian. So, and his order is also one. That is the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, God says, that sarva dharmān parityajya mahamekam śaraṇam. Real dharma is to surrender and to follow. And surrender and to follow his instruction and become a lover of God. Then it is God. It is perfectly real. Dharmam tu sākṣāt bhagavat parityajya. In another passage it says, dharma savai vamsāna paro dharma jato bhakti radhokari. That is first class religion. What is that? By which one can learn how to love God. This is the definition. How to love God. We have learned to love so many things. But when we love God, that is real religion, and that is first class. It does not matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or this or that, or so many karma. But the thing is, whether you have learned how to love God, that is the purpose. Sabai kumshan paro dharma, jato bhakti yadho kharti. Ohi tuki akpati hata, jinama sam prasirati. That love of God should be without any motive. Motive means generally go to temple, church with a motive. God give us our daily bread. Or somebody goes to temple, comes here, Krishna, in need of this thing, kindly. This is also good because he has come to God. That is confirmed in his Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvidha bhajam srimat jana sukritina arjuna after 30 years who gain is a varatapsa. If one is in need of some money, a need of some material necessities, and if he begs or he prays to God, please give me, he is also considered as fire. But real living assistance is to understand that God is great, I am his servant, and supported by him, it is my duty to serve. This is it. This is called Bhagavata. To understand this philosophy, that God is the Supreme Master, and I am his eternal servant. My duty is to serve God. That's why. This is it. Dharmam tu sāsād bhagavata. Then God comes to demand this, that sarva dharmān paritajya mārantam sarvam. This is reality. We have manufactured so many religious systems. But God says, this is reality. Otherwise, why would say, sarva dharmān paritajya? Give up all other kinds of religion. Bhagavad Dharma means to accept the Supreme Lord, God, as the great, and we are all his servants. Our duty is to carry out the orders of God. So here is the order of God. The Sarva Dharma is for the pleasure. So where Bhagavad Gita ends, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins there from that point. So here is another instance, Prahlad Maharaj, he is teaching that Kumaro Asari Prakdon, Dharmana Bhagavata, behold in this life. Our only duty is to understand the Bhagavad Dharma. How to serve God? That is the only business. There is no other business. That is the only business of human life. In another place it is stated, Tasyaiva hita prajaketa kovida narabhasi jat bhamatāva parne. Prahlad Maharaj also says, yes, yes, durlabhava mārusana janma. My dear friends, you have got this human form of body after many millions of years. Durlabha, very rarely. That is nature's law. We are in the cycle of birth and death. Taptadihan punadhyama. Tathadihan taraprati. After death we shall get another body. But we do not know what kind of body we are going to get. There are 80,400,000 different types of bodies. And the life begins from the grass, from the ground. We are seeing so many grass. And gradually, the grass is eaten by some animals or insects, and then there is cellula, then the same cellula becomes an insect, from insect to bird, bird to beast, from beast to animals. It takes millions and millions of years to come to the form of human being. This is the illusion. They do not know. But that is the process. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlabhava mārusana janma. We must understand that these human form of body we have got after many millions of years. Don't waste it like any If we utilize this human form of body just like cats and dogs, what is the difference between my life and dog's life? Therefore, he said, Dullamam manasam tadapi adhruvam arthat. So, anyone can say this material body is there into the dogs and the cats and what is the difference? Better than that. No, arthadam. In this life, in this human form of life, you can fulfill your mission. Arthadam. You can understand what is the value of life. So don't waste it. Begin Bhagavad Dharma immediately. And what is that Bhagavad Dharma? Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Achanam Vandanam Dasam Sapkam Matam Vidanam. Bhagavad Dharma means beginning is hearing. That's all. Sabanam. You simply hear about God. You haven't got to do anything. God has given you the ear to simply hear about it. That is the beginning of Bhagavad. It doesn't require that you have to pass MA, PhD examination, then you understand God. No. Very simple thing. What God said. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta. He hears it from Bhagavad Gita. God says, Krishna says, that you simply think of me. It is very difficult to ask. Here he is, God, Krishna, as you say, the image of God, who is a Godhead, as he. It is not the image of God, but God himself. He has come here in the form which you can see. God is everywhere. But unfortunately, we haven't got eyes to see him. God is everywhere. Ekappasaurathayatam jagadandakoti jakshaktirasti jagadandachayadadantam andantarastham paramanushayantarastham. God is everywhere. Even within the eye box. But we have no eyes. The part of God, Mamayimam Sajivabhu, the little portion of God is there in you and me, the living form, but we cannot see it. We haven't got eyes to see God. We cannot eyes to see my father and mother. They have seen the body. When the father dies, we cry, my father has gone. Where your father has gone? Here he is, life. But he has not seen ever who is his father. Therefore, our present eyes are not fit to see spiritually. We are fit to see stone, wood, like that. Therefore, Krishna, out of his great kindness, he has appeared before you. You are thinking it is stone. It is not stone, Krishna. But because we cannot see except stone, he appears like stone. This is called Vishwas. Krishna is so kind that because you cannot see anything except stone and wood or something material, the material is also Krishna. Krishna is everything. God is everything. Bhumi rabbana vayu khangvano buddhi yusa. What is this material word? Krishna says, this bhumi, this land, upon the water, the ocean, that is my energy. There is no difference between the energy and the energetic. Just like the sunshine is the energy of the sun. The sunshine is also heat and light. And the sun is also heat and light. Similarly, this bhumi rapa analavayu khangmano buddhi nivasa. This material says, and the energy of Krishna, therefore, these energies are also Krishna. So if we study about Bhakti Marga, about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then we shall gradually understand. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj says that beginning to understand how Bhagavad Dharma, what is God, what he says, what is his relationship with me, why we shall understand God from the beginning of life. That is explained here. Because the human life is meant for understanding God. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand God. But although he has got this material body like us, the cats and dogs' body and my body, if we make analysis, there is some blood, there is some muscle, there is some bone, there is some urine and stool, you'll find in the dog's body and in my body. Although these material things are not, I am different from this muscle or blood or the earth, whatever it is composition, I am different. That also you can analyze. What is this body? This body, first of all, you analyze. That is behind, there is no breathing. The life is gone. To do things that breathing is life, no, analyze. What is breathing? It is a time, it is a ear only, little ear. The blue means say, when the breathing is stopped, you can inject some air by some machine and life will come. No, that is not right. Therefore, air is not life. Neither the blood is life, neither the bone is life, neither the muscle is life. Life is different from all these things. That is not right. That is called Bhagavad. In this way, this, the consciousness movement don't think that it is a sectarian religious system. No. It is a science, Bhagavatam, the science of Krishna. Try to understand the science of Krishna. We have got so many books to educate people about this science. Not that simply we are talking sentimentally. That is everything. In scientific, reason, philosophy, but the simple method is so easy to perform that anyone can understand very easily. What is that? Sarva dharma anupalita, what Krishna says, you accept. Then you will understand what is Bhagavad Dharma, what is God, what is what. What is this world? What is the relationship? Why we should become a devotee of God? Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Try to understand this Bhagavad Dharma and be happy in your life. Thank you very much.